Yeah, it's good to see you too. I love your costume. It's so cute. I don't usually like doing big flashy things for Halloween, I guess. It looks nice. I mean, she should be around here somewhere. You know her, she's always center stage. Okay. Talk to you later. Wow. I didn't expect this many people to be at a party. Well, it's not like I go to many, really. She's really dazzling the room tonight, isn't she? Well, at least she's enjoying herself. Still don't get why I'm here, though. Come to the party with me, Ami, she says. It'll be fun, and I'm your favorite and only sister, she says. And yet, here I am, dressed like a hipster zombie, in the corner of a room, by myself. We haven't even been here for an hour, and I just want to go home. Maybe if I just sneak towards the door real slow-like, no one will notice, and I can just... Oh, never mind. More guests are coming. Better just stay here then and stare at my phone, though there's no one really to talk to. And... Oh my god. Who is that? I can feel my heart racing in my chest, and his smile is so pretty. Is that a weird thing to say about a guy? Whatever. But dear god, those eyes. Oh, if I could just get close enough to see them, or if he'd even look my way. God, I could just drown in them forever. Whoa. Slow down there, Ami. Quick, look away before he notices you. Quickly. Okay, retreat to the snack table. Okay. Now that you've made your daring escape, maybe you can sneak peeks at him without looking weird. Just standing in the middle of the room. God, look at him. He's so tall. Much taller than I am, for sure. He looks like he could probably toss me over his shoulder if he wanted to. Okay, knock it off, enough of that. Whew. Okay, so maybe I should talk to him? I mean, it's not like I've seen him around before, so maybe he's new to the neighborhood and needs to meet some people? God, but what the hell would I say? Hi, I'm Ami, and I'm not as cool as my sister, but hey, do you like Star Trek? No. I'd make a fool of myself. Maybe I could always ask her. Right on cue. Hey, sis. How's the party for you? I'm glad you're having fun. Oh yeah, I'm doing fine. Don't worry about it. Actually, I was wondering if maybe you could do me a favor? It's nothing big, but, you see that guy over there? No. That one. Yeah, the one dressed up like a businessman? Could you maybe introduce me? Shh! No, shut up! Shh! I mean, I would, but, you know me, I'm a nervous wreck. Please, for me, I'll do the rest of your chores for 3 whole months. Oh my god, thank you so much! You're the best big sister ever! Oh, hey, remember, not to sound like a dick or anything, but, that one's mine, okay?
Okay. This'll be fine. She'll just walk up to him and use that charming smile of hers and take his arm. Oh god, what have I done? Oh my god, this has got to be the worst idea I have ever had. Oh my god. What if they hit it off? What if he becomes her boyfriend and I have to see him every day? What if they get married and I have to take care of their freaking gorgeous little baby who calls me Auntie Mommy, who's secretly totally crushing on their daddy? What if... Oh god. Oh god, he's looking this way. Smile and wave, you idiot. Shit! They're coming this way. Okay. Let's be cool. Deep breaths. Okay. Don't panic. I just gotta be cool. Just gotta be natural. Be calm. And, just don't talk about your weird obsession with vinyl pop figures. And the reason why Christine Chapel was a vital role in Star Trek, who deserves way more credit in the new movie.
Hi. I'm Ami. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Well, his eyes are even better up close. And that smile. God, I just want to lean in and kiss the corners. How can a guy like this even be real?
Thank you. My name isn't all that pretty, but I'm happy you think so. Yours is nice too. Yeah. Hipster zombie. And you are? No, wait. Let me guess. Thick ring glasses, slick back hair, Clark Kent? That's awesome! Do you have a shirt under there and everything? You do! Oh my god! So you like DC then? Cool. Oh, me? I'm sorta on the fence between DC and Marvel. I just love both. Hey. You can't judge me for being indecisive. Yeah. To tell you the truth, I actually wanted to come to this party as Harley Quinn, but there's already quite a few here, as you can see. So, what? Oh,
God, no, 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 not Suicide Squad Harley, the new one. God. I'm talking about the original Batman the Animated Series Harley Quinn. Full-on bodysuit, white makeup, mallet, and everything. No. Honestly, I kinda hate the new movie. But, hey, I'm just a huge sucker for the classics. Well, I'm glad you won't judge me then. So I've never seen you around here before. You moved here a few months ago? I see. So you're starting classes next week? Hey, that's great! I hope I get to see you around more often. Maybe on campus? Maybe we could hang out before then, too? I mean, only if you want to. I'm sorry, I'm not really great at this sort of thing. So... Wait, you would? Oh, that'd be awesome! Would you maybe want to hang out together on Halloween, too? Yeah? cool. Hey, maybe you could be my Mr. J, huh? Hey, don't laugh at my accent. It's a work in progress. Great. It's a date. I mean, not a date, but, well, you know what I mean. What? I'd love to dance. Let me just put my drink down and... sorry in advance, by the way. Why? Oh, for the foot injuries you're gonna get dancing with me.